T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NASA has made history today with the first ever all-woman spacewalk.
Okay, and I'm showing you passing your tether without any interference there. Okay, copy. Let me know when you're clear for me to start. And I am clear for you to start. I'm about halfway up the seabed for now.
NASA made history with that first ever all-woman spacewalk, as you've just heard. Let's talk more about this with our space consultant, Bill Harwood. He's on the news line.
So, Bill, what were these two women doing out there today, and how did it go?
Well, to take your second question first, it went great. They got everything done they were supposed to, went very smoothly indeed, and they fixed the problem. You know, they're in the process of installing new batteries in the space station's solar power system. They were doing that when they ran into a glitch last week with this device that helps keep those batteries charged. And, you know, it's not like your cell phone. This battery charger weighs 230 pounds. It's a big one. There's 24 of these guys on the space station, and one of them failed. So during this spacewalk, Jessica Meyer and Christina Cook went out, pulled out a spare, pulled the old one out, put the new one in, and voila, it all worked great, and got a few other things done on top of that. So a very successful outing.
There was a delay. Why was there a delay?
You mean in terms of the all-female spacewalk?
Yes, in doing this.
Yeah, you know, NASA was going to try to do this last March, but they ran into a spacesuit sizing problem. They didn't have enough spacesuit components on board to comfortably fit the two women that were on board at the time. And those astronauts are the ones who decided, you know what, one of them anyway, didn't think the suit fit well enough, so they delayed this one. They now have spacesuit components for all four of the astronauts in the U.S. segment of the station, so any of them could have done this spacewalk. But it turned out to be, like I said, Jessica Meir and Christina Cook, who went out and chalked up a very smooth spacewalk indeed.
Bill, thanks for the update. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.